From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Wednesday, July 1st, 2026. Arkansas State Police say they have arrested a Hot Springs man who allegedly impersonated a law enforcement officer. A news release says 66-year-old Dennis Truelove identified himself as a member of the Ouachita County Sheriff's Office after being pulled over by a state trooper. That was later disputed by the Sheriff's Office. Truelove, a former Justice of the Peace for Ouachita County, allegedly possessed a false badge and ID card, among other law enforcement-related equipment. He faces charges of first-degree criminal impersonation and unlawful use of blue lights, as well as several other traffic offenses. The city of North Little Rock has named a new police chief. Hayward Finks will lead the city's police department, taking over from retiring police chief Patrick Thessing. Finks currently works for the city's school district. After nearly four decades with the Little Rock Police Department, reaching as high as assistant chief of that department, Finks left the LRPD in 2021 amid a lawsuit against then-police chief Keith Humphrey. New research from the University of Arkansas finds the achievement gap between higher and lower performing students continues to grow. A study by the U of A's Department of Education Reform found the gap between students in the 75th and 25th percentiles of achievement continues to grow. Misty Gallo was one of the two lead researchers on the report. She tells our partner station KUAF in Fayetteville it is not clear what's behind the trend.
It would be so nice if there were a thing, right? If we could say, if only we could do this one thing, then our lowest performing students would begin growing in the way that we hope to see for those students. Unfortunately, it's not as easy to attribute the cause, and so therefore it's less easy to attribute a solution.
While learning loss during the COVID-19 pandemic contributed to the problem, Gallo says the trend began before the onset of the virus. She says certain policies like high-dose tutoring and differentiated instruction could help.
Looking to see how we can scale those kinds of interventions in ways that are really accessible for parents so that there's not a lot of red tape that parents have to navigate in order to access those interventions could be something that would really help our lowest performing students. If we can look at individual populations of students and how they're performing within different sectors to address those gaps within each of the sectors.
The report looked at 17 years worth of student achievement data. A candidate seeking a seat on the Little Rock City Board of Directors is facing new scrutiny over his residence. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports the Reverend Dwight Townsend, who's running to represent Ward 2 on the board, was not registered to vote in the ward until last week. Townsend had previously been registered to vote in Saline County and announced his bid for the Ward 2 seat in March. Candidates for public office in Little Rock are required to have lived in the city for at least 30 days. One other candidate, Tashawn O'Neill, has announced their bid for the Ward 2 seat. The incumbent, City Director Ken Richardson, has not attended a board meeting since 2024 and has not yet announced plans for a re-election campaign. A renowned opera singer with ties to Arkansas has died. Mignon Dunn died Sunday at a long-term care facility in Colorado. Dunn was born in Memphis in 1928, later moving to a cotton plantation in the northeast Arkansas town of Tyranza. She made her operatic debut in 1955, singing the titular role of Bizet's Carmen. She retired from performing in 1994 after singing more than 600 times at New York's Metropolitan Opera. Mignon Dunn was 98 years old. This week, temperatures across the South have reached their annual unbearable mark. Arkansas is under a heat advisory through at least July 3rd, with temperatures expected to remain high through the holiday weekend. The American Red Cross says there are three critical actions everyone can take to stay safe. First, stay hydrated. If you must be outside, drink at least one cup of water every 20 minutes, whether or not you feel thirsty. Second, break up time in the sun with time in air-conditioned spaces. If your home doesn't have AC, visit the mall, a public library, or designated cooling center. Finally, stay connected. Make sure someone knows where you are and check on neighbors. City of Little Rock has three locations serving as cooling centers: the Dunbar Community Center at 1001 West 16th, the Southwest Community Center at 6401 Baseline, and the West Central Community Center at 8616 Colonel Glenn. Each is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Along with those three city-operated cooling centers, the Little Rock Compassion Center on Roosevelt will be open from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The North Little Rock Community Center at 2700 Willow Street will be open from noon to 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday. Jacksonville's Community Center at 5 Municipal Drive is open at 6 a.m. each day this week. And in Conway, the Don Owens Sports Center and the McGee Center will both be open for residents to cool off this week. And speaking of that, today we have a high near 97 degrees. Your heat index will approach 109. Weekend is looking much the same with hot temperatures and mostly sunny skies. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.